This is JP, Coriel, and Husker Nick.
On Lincoln's Kicks 96.9.
There must be things you'd like to talk about.
And we got more important things to talk about.
Maybe we have some things to talk about.
We talk about things.
We talk about the same things you guys talk about.
Okay, too much talking, not enough stretching.
Let's start now!
Please talk now!
Just talk!
It's the Kicks Morning Show. JP, Coriel, Husker Nick. Good morning. Welcome to Wednesday, September 15th. Hi, Coriel.
Hello, JP.
How you doing?
Doing all right.
You survived last night better than Volleyball Monday?
Sure. I was equally as tired, though. I don't know what the deal is, but I'm tired, like, all week. I'm a chronically tired person.
Are you going to be able to get up for Alabama pre-party and Kane Brown pre-party the next 2 days?
Yeah.
Okay, good.
Oh, for sure.
Thank goodness.
Last night we went and saw Liz and I saw Candyman.
Oh, how was the reboot?
So good. So good.
So Jordan Peele did a good job with this one.
He
seems to be kind of like Wes Craven was for a while there for a lot of movies, including the Scream series, which he helped kind of rejuvenate his career a little bit. It just seems like Jordan Peele is just twisted enough in the head. Creating these different genres of horror.
What Jordan Peele does is takes modern, like your everyday real time horrors of the life that we're living and spins them into horror stories.
Right.
Takes them kind of over the top, you know, but they're all it's all parallel to what we see and do and
like
act like in the real
us
world.
And Get Out and movies like that.
So yeah, all of his work is typically race related.
Yeah.
And even it's just incredible.
Cool.
It's just incredible.
I'm excited. That's one I've wanted to see.
Every inch of this movie is dripping in metaphor, which is insane because I feel like every other movie leading up to this movie from Jordan Peele was dripping in metaphor until you go see Candyman. Yeah. But it's so subtle.
Nice.
At the same time. Oh, God, it's insane. It's so good.
Okay, now.
It's creepy, though. And if you have that, what's it called? Tryptophobia, where you have the fear of small holes.
Oh, yeah. Not a fan.
If you have tryptophobia, you may.
I don't like tight spaces.
Want to just know. No, it's not tight spaces.
What's small holes?
Small holes. Like all of those little small holes. Like what people that are afraid of, like the honeycomb pattern.
Really?
Yeah, you didn't know that?
No, I had no idea that was a thing.
Yeah, and like people, coral, like dried coral.
Like why are they afraid of it?
Sponges, all those little holes.
Why are they afraid of holes?
I don't know, but it is creepy looking.
Why is it creepy? I mean, beehive, yeah, but
it's a thing. It's a thing.
Coral and sponges, those aren't
things with a bunch of holes in it. I don't know, JP.
That's so weird.
It is a thing. It's called tryptophobia, I believe.
Okay. I'll let you,
look it up. It's one of the top fears.
It is?
Yes.
No.
Yes.
Really?
Yes.
More than like heights or snakes?
No, I don't know that it beats those. Okay. But it is a top fear. Well, bees come into play because Candyman, as is the story.
Okay, you said that name a lot. How many is it? Like, is it 3 times in a row, 5 times in a row for him to come?
I think it's 5 times.
5. Okay, good. I'm glad that you haven't said it that many times.
Yeah, I got home and I thought, do I? But I'm like, oh, I already saw it and I saw what happened. I'd be dumb too.
Yeah, you would be dumb. Bless you.
Bless me.
All right. Well, let's get the show going.
Okay.
Coming up next.
Go! This is What's Next with JP, Coriel, and Husker Nick.
Husker Nick's dealing with a migraine this morning, so we'll see if he'll be joining us. But we will for sure have Sherry and Jason joining us for a couple's therapy. We'll get you the results of what do your parents do for you after yesterday's Denver dump em where the dude had his mom doing his laundry for him. And when there's a laundromat just a couple blocks away. But he still has mama do his laundry for him.
Do your thing, I guess.
We'll get the results of that. We'll play the name game for Kane Brown tickets. And a lot more coming up today.
This is Jay Coriel and Husker Nick.
In the morning.
On Kix 96.9.
It's time for another good idea, bad idea.
Okay, this first one, absolutely bad idea.
Okay, well, I'll be the judge of that.
It also sounds like more of a prank than anything else.
Okay.
It's another reminder also that social media isn't the best place for reliable health advice.
Okay.
People are now huffing the fumes of onions because they think it kills the coronavirus.
They're what?
Huffing the fumes of onions.
Well.
Memes claiming it's true because it's circulating on Facebook, especially in Asia. They say cut an onion in half, cup it against your nose and mouth, and take a series of deep breaths. But there is zero evidence it actually does anything except make your eyes water and your breath stink.
So is it because of... Are they doing that to actually cure COVID? Or is it the whole to help trigger your loss of sense, like smell and taste?
Right. That's what it is.
Because people were told to burn an orange.
Right. That's another thing and people stuff. Said.
And eat it.
Oh, it'll kill the coronavirus.
Well, I don't know that was to kill the coronavirus, but still,
that's what these guys are claiming.
Okay, no. See, that's too much. I could see being told to do that to try to trigger the, you know, your smell and taste coming back.
Right.
I can sort of see that. But there is no, I promise you, there is no vegetable that you can just eat that's going to kill COVID-19.
Yeah.
That we know of.
Right. So don't do that.
Oh, and your hands are going to smell.
Right. Your hands, your face, your breath.
Nasty.
This also seems fairly relatable. A woman's tweet has gone viral where she says that her son was sick, so her mother gave her a bottle of Vicks Vapor Rub.
Okay.
It looked old, so she checked the expiration date, and it was January of 1987.
Ew.
This mom, this now grandma, has had this bottle and container of Vicks Vapor Rub since 87. And
oh my God, that's so long.
The mom of the son's like, actually, shout out to my mom who loaned us the same pot of Vicks she used on me growing up.
Stop.
So people.
That's way too long. That's like
34 years.
Is that 34 years?
Yeah, 87 and now.
That's more than that, isn't it? Oh, no, yeah, you're right. God, I can't do math.
It's fine.
I cannot math. I can't math.
So people have
that
now started.
Freaks me out.
Don't use that container.
And
right?
The amount of people I know that I have openly said I was taking those vitamin D gel capsules.
Oh, that's right.
When they had expired like months ago.
Yeah, and you're fine.
But that's a whole new ball game. When people still use medicine and things like that. From like the 80s, 90s, even early 2000s. If it is expired, it's expired.
So
Freaks me out.
Once this went on Twitter and got viral, people started sharing old bottles of Vicks Vapor Rub and other vintage medications.
I can't.
From their grandparents' cabinets and their own.
I bet they have the old school, what is it that they used to put actual cocaine in? Coca-Cola?
Oh, right. Maybe.
Didn't they used to do that?
Yep.
God.
Then Vicks itself, after this tweet went viral, said, yeah, you shouldn't use expired products because they couldn't guarantee its safety and effectiveness. So did you think the mom used it or not?
Yes.
She used it. She didn't care. She said she used it, and it worked as expected.
I think she's saving face.
She also confirmed that it hasn't been refilled and described it as single barrel aged.
Oh, my God. I am curious now because it's like, is it kind of like a fine wine?
Right.
Like, something like Vipo Rub, like...
Does it get better with age or is it just stay the same?
More potent?
Because really all it is like this gelatinous stuff that you rub on your chest and then it's supposed to help open up your sinuses.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I swear, the stuff that they put on like sore muscles when you're like in high school.
Yeah.
Those tubes of
isn't
that
it
stuff,
called like Tiger Balm or something like that?
Yeah, something like that. But like that stuff, I remember those containers even when I was in high school, and it's like they looked like they were from the 70s. Like they had been around for a very long time.
A little too suspect.
So yeah, don't outdo the expiration date.
What kills you makes you stronger.
Does it?
Well, in this case.
Next. With JP, Coriel, and Husker Nick.
On the way, we'll premiere brand new music from two of the top up and comers in country music. Plus, we'll get you some good things, too.
When I wake up,
Kix Mornings with JP, Coriel, and Husker Nick.
On Lincoln's Kix 96.9.
Garth Brooks announces his dive bar show, 50 pounds of Luke Bryan. Condolences to Cole Swindell and new music from Carly Pierce and Ashley McBride.
Getting you in the know from Music Row.
Check this out.
Coriel has your nitty gritty from Music City on Kix 96.9.
So while Garth Brooks has canceled his arena tour, and we were literally the last stop before that here in Lincoln.
Sorry, everybody.
He did mention that he had planned to continue his dive bar shows. Well, he's announced one, actually.
Oh, okay.
During his Facebook Live series, Inside Studio G, Garth announced he'll be playing a club show at the Diamond Ballroom in Oklahoma City on October 11th. All those attending need to be vaccinated. So when asked why do dive bars versus stadiums, Garth said this.
Why? Because you can get them vaccinated. You can have your vaccination card. You know everybody that's in there. And I think we're working with Titan, maybe, might be the company. You've also heard of Clear, another great company. And these people just work to make sure the people who are in there are who they say they are. Everybody's safe. And this way we get to still play music.
You know, when he was here doing a little press junket thing before his show inside the stadium, he did mention these things. So
yeah,
I was interested to see if he was going to actually hit the ground and run with it or not. But apparently the time is now.
Well, and the original plan was to do not only to coincide the dive bar tour with the arena tour. And we were going to get a dive bar tour show. But with the backlash and things going down with COVID, they decided, you know what, we're just going to do this arena show.
Oh, dang.
And then shut things down and then reevaluate what we want to do.
Well, that's.
So yeah, we would have had two shows. We would have had basically one and a half comparatively because arena to a club. But I mean, it's if you got to keep people safe and you still want to do shows. I mean, having a company like Titan or whatever to help you make sure everybody's safe is, I guess, the way to do it.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's how Garth is doing it, certainly. Yep. And then what's new about this is in order to get into the dive bar shows. You have to win the tickets through a local country radio station.
Right.
Which is extra cool.
Yeah.
Makes us feel important.
And he made it a point. He's like, hey, I was totally going to give you guys a bunch of tickets to do a dive bar show.
Wait, when were you and Garth just like chilling?
The presser.
Oh, okay.
You were like super nervous about what you were going to ask him. And then I was already chatting with him about some other things.
I guess I blacked out.
It's okay.
So usually busts for famous people are made out of bronze. And like marble.
Oh, yeah, like and Hall wood. Fame and stuff like that. Yeah.
But Luke Bryan was made out of bacon.
What?
In Wisconsin.
Okay.
Farmland Bacon made this whole bust of Luke Bryan for his farm tour.
Oh, wow.
It's 50 pounds of bacon.
That's a lot of bacon.
The thing that sucks, though, is you can't eat it. It is not edible because it takes like weeks to do something like this, which I guess it makes sense. But I feel like
you cook that sucker up.
I feel like that should be illegal
to not
waste
eat it?
50 pounds of bacon.
Yeah,
like that.
I agree.
I mean, it looked cool, sort of. It looked cool in the way that it took a lot of time, I'm sure, to make.
And then as soon as
it was a little creepy looking,
let's cook that puppy up on like a spit or something.
Oh my God, for sure. But you can check it out on our Instagram, KZKX969. Also, our condolences go out to Cole Swindell, whose mother, Betty Carol Rainey, died Monday. So she has passed away. He shared this news on his Instagram story, writing, "Lost my sweet mom today." The post included a picture taken out of a plane window with Cole noting, "I know she's up there, gonna miss her so much." Mm. And of course, you know, he lost his dad years ago.
Yeah.
And then now his mother's passed away. So our hearts go out to Cole Swindell. He seems fairly young.
For sure.
Definitely. We've got new music now from Carly Pierce and Ashley McBride. This song is about two women who don't know they're being cheated on by the same man.
Bum, bum, bum.
This song will be featured on Carly's new album, 29, written in stone. That releases on Friday, the whole album. But you're going to hear this new song right now. It's called Never Wanted to Be That Girl. With the Nitty Gritty from Music City, I'm Coriel on Kix 96.9.
Change a tire. said we both could use a beer. And I said, hell, why not? What started out as one night turned to 6 months just like that. He never had a ring on, so I never thought to ask. But then last night I saw a message on his phone. He said, hey, babe, what time you coming home? I never wanted to be that girl.
What's next with the JP, Coriel, and Husker Nick Show?
That's brand new from Carly Pearson, Ashley McBride called Never Wanted to Be That Girl. Grab it on our Now Playing button at KZKX.com. That's brand new, and that's a good thing. While the good things are in store for you, how about a chance it's $432 million?
What?
That's one good thing.
Yeah.
Get your good things in at Facebook and Twitter. Direct message us with the title Good Things at KZKX969 for your chance to get on the show.
Wake up, y'all.
Nowhere to find me in the morning.
This is JP, Coriel, and Husker Nick
on Kix
96.9. Tell me something good.
Time for Good Things. Again, if you got a good thing, let us know. Facebook or Twitter, KX969. We'll be glad to add it to the show. What is your good thing today, Coriel?
My good thing, two quick ones.
Okay.
First, part of Lead Center's upcoming pledge to bring the arts back to Nebraskans, wherever they are. They've announced a few of their lead stage shows will now be available to view from home.
Nice.
So this Friday, it's Step Africa with the powerful new work, Drum Folk, that comes to the lead stage this Friday. But that's, of course, going to be able to be streamed on like a live web stream. And then next Friday is the hilarious off-Broadway hit, a musical about Star Wars. And if you saw our StreamYard hang with Lead Center Lauren, she talked all about that. It looks so funny.
Yeah.
But both those things will be available via web stream. If you just go to leadcenter.org/webcast, that's how you can get hooked up with that.
Okay.
Also, just a quick reminder that today is another one of the Lincoln Public Schools emergency pantry days, open from 3 to 5:30 p.m.
Oh, okay.
So while school is in session every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, you're invited to go to the pantry at Bryan Community School. Any LPS or private school family can come to receive food assistance, and the amount of food is based on family size. So today is another one of those pickup days.
Very cool. Glad they have that for them, just in case.
Yeah.
I've got two good things, too. Start with the oldest known living World War II vet is celebrating his 112th birthday.
Oh my gosh.
They did actually a Sunday at his home in New Orleans. Lawrence Brooks is his name, and he was honored with a Jeep parade, cake, and performances from the National World War II Museum's Victory Bells and other local musicians.
Whoa.
The city of New Orleans issued an official proclamation recognizing his birthday. He had served predominantly in the African America 91st Engineer Battalion, okay, which was stationed in New Guinea and the Philippines during the World War II.
Okay, wow.
So, 112.
112 years old.
Lawrence Brooks, a 112.
Oh, Lawrence Brooks, way to go, man.
Yeah, no kidding. And my other good thing is me doing a better job at helping all of us win the big money.
Okay.
Because we're now up to $432 million in the Millionaires Club.
Oh, dang. I thought I assumed someone won it.
Nope. It's still climbing. So the Nebraska Lottery has their Powerball now on what, Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays. I completely forgot about Monday.
Okay.
So I'm going to do my best to get us to have a chance to win tonight. If we don't win tonight, then we'll get the tickets as well on Friday for Saturday.
Sweet.
So, what I need from you every hour, I'm going to do it every hour.
Okay.
Every hour.
Okay.
Hold me to it. 6, 7, and 8 o'clock hours, that is. We'll get six people. We'll get your name, your lucky number, and your phone number. And if we win big money, we will split it with the gang that gets in the Millionaires Club.
Okay.
So, 466-9696 right now.
Oh, man, I hope we win.
The chance at $432 million bucks, which would be a whole lot of good for a lot of people.
Coming up next. Go next with the JP Coriel and Husker Nick show.
We'll do that, and coming up, we will tell you what your parents do for you. Still, and you're an adult.
Some things make sense.
That's on the way in 5 minutes. It's Kicks.
Wake up.
Wake up.
Sun comes up.
With the Kix Morning Show.
Get on up.
JP, Coriel, and Husker Nick on Kix 96.9.
Scott, Paula, Wade, Kayla, and Ann, and Destiny all made it into the Millionaires Club for this hour. We'll have another one in the 7 o'clock hour and the 8 o'clock hour. I'm not going to forget.
Awesome. We'll see.
Is this your place?
No. No, 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 no. No, I live with my mom.
Oh.
Yeah. You hungry? Hey, Ma! Can we get some meatloaf? Hey, Mom! The meatloaf! We want it now! The meatloaf!
That's in answer to what went down yesterday in Dan and Redumbum with Jesse. The reason Carly didn't want another day with him was because he had Pokemon sheets on his bed. He says, the only reason I had those on my bed was like, they fit the bed, but also because my mom was doing my laundry and my sheets weren't clean yet.
It was his backup set,
yeah,
he claims.
And so we posed the question, what's something parents still do for you as an adult they did for you as a kid? Yesterday, Husker Nick mentioned his youngest brother, Derek, like his parents took care of him until he was like 30-something and then moved to Washington, D.C.
I love that family dynamic. Why did I just say it like that?
Dynamic.
I love that family dynamic. When one of the kids, usually the youngest or something like that.
Oh, it's always the youngest.
Gets spoiled. And it's then the other
always
siblings are like,
the youngest.
How come they get that treatment?
It's because they're the baby of the family.
They're the babies.
And so again, we ask you, what's something your parents still do for you as an adult that did for you as a kid for your chance to win some Kane Brown tickets?
There was a lot of them regarding being sick. And this is actually really cute.
Okay.
Like Liz says, my mom still makes me homemade chicken noodle soup and delivers it to me when I'm sick. My good friend of mine, Andrea, her mom, Cynthia, she's like, we kind of joke, my surrogate mom every once in a while. She's amazing. But when I don't feel good, sometimes her mom offers to make me soup, which is really, really nice and
right.
Cool. I think Cynthia's just born to make soup. Haley also says, comes 6.5 hours away to take care of me while sick. Clearly didn't travel when I was young. Jen says, since this is food related now, she gives me the middle piece of lasagna. Aww. She still does that.
The best piece.
Yeah. Emma, she says, rocks me when I'm really, really sad and crying.
How about this one from LaVance on Twitter?
Okay.
Christmas stocking was the same items we've had since we were kids. Multiple gift cards, board shorts, toothbrush, toothpaste, deodorant, an apple, an orange, chocolate, walnut, socks, and underwear. Still probably one of my favorite things to open on Christmas morning. And then Dan the Man Peters says, dude, same.
Oh my God, I get something like that from Cynthia, Andrea's mom, I just mentioned before.
It's every time.
They do like practical Christmas stockings. Cause of course, those are the practical ones, not the fun ones from Santa.
Right.
Right. You know, sometimes you get like practical ones.
It's just sweet to get a stocking from.
No, but it is. It is. Like that same too. With like the Easter baskets and stuff too. That was another one too.
I think my mom every year for years now, it's been socks. And like playing cards. I don't know why, but I always get like playing cards.
Okay. You do still?
And gum. Which I'll take. None of it I'll turn away.
That's funny, because that really is like you're like a 12-year-old boy stuff. Yeah. Kaylee, a friend I grew up with, she said, ask me where all my money went. Shoes, Mom. It went to shoes. Same then, same now.
That's funny.
Lauren says, tell me they're proud of me. See, some of these are really positive and cute.
I like them, the cute ones.
And then other ones, like Kevin says, put up with me. So, hey, you know what? It's been a long time. If I can still put up with you, it sounds like you're doing all right.
Dude, same. So you can tell us what your parents still did for you as an adult that they did for you as a kid.
Yeah.
On Facebook or Twitter and have some fun with it. That's really good stuff. I like that. I mean,
Kelly says pays my phone bill, and that was a part of the topic yesterday. Yeah. Because I technically I don't have my own phone bill.
And that's okay.
It's under my dad's, because it just works out better that way, like financially. No. And then I just Venmo him every
month. Because like phone plans, it's tough when you're by yourself. It's way better if you get a group of people.
Oh my God.
AKA family.
I wonder if things have changed, but literally like probably 4 years ago or so, I was trying to get on my own plan. Maybe longer than that.
No,
I
haven't changed.
And it literally was going to cost like $600.
Have not
to
changed.
Open a new line and like all that stuff.
Stay on your family plan long as possible.
My dad pulled the whole, I'm sorry, but I've been with you since you've been. I'll tell. He pulled that whole card, which is cool.
I know a friend's family who they actually, grandpa joined the family plan because he needed to upgrade from the flip phone to a smartphone. And so he's on now with his two boys who are in their 50s.
Really?
And his daughter who's in her 40s.
So
they all have a family plan.
Yeah.
The kids put grandpa on the family plan.
The kids put grandpa on the family plan.
It's kind of brilliant.
Oh, that's a little reverse. I like that.
It's pretty fun.
Coming up next.
Go!
This is What's Next with JP, Coriel, and Husker Nick.
Around the corner, we'll get you what everyone's talking about this morning with What's Trending. Couple therapy as well with Sherry and Jason, and you get to decide their fate.
It's gonna be a good day.
Country mornings are the best.
The Kicks Morning Show with JP, Coriel, and Husker Nick.
We got Jenny, Jeremy, Tim, Marcy, Logan, and Rochelle in from the Millionaires Club for this hour. We'll do another one coming up in the next hour, so be ready for that. And chance to win $432 million with us in the Millionaires Club.
Check this out.
Here's what's trending
online now.
Here on Kix 96.9.
Three. This is the sound a doggy makes. Burt Reynolds.
Who is Scooby-Doo?
No.
Yeah. That was a funny dog, Scooby-Doo. He drove around a van and solved mysteries.
That is incorrect.
No, that's correct. I remember he had a pal, Scrappy-Doo.
No.
Norm MacDonald was so funny.
Norm MacDonald, the 61-year-old, succumbed to a secret 9-year cancer battle.
Wow.
He was determined to keep that under wraps. He didn't want that to affect the way the audience or any of his loved ones saw him, keeping him a pure comic. That gets you choked up a little bit. Secret 9-year cancer battle. According to Lori Jo Hoekstra, his longtime producing partner and friend who was with him when he died, the Saturday Night Live alum was determined to make sure that those health struggles stayed private. He was supposed to actually be a part of the New York Comedy Festival lineup in November So unfortunately, he will not be part of that. I'm sure they will do some sort of like commemoration or something there. But
and he did so much in his life. He started on Star Search way back in the day as a stand-up. He was a writer for the TV show Roseanne. Was on a bunch of episodes and then eventually Saturday Night Live and really kind of got his role there. Billy Madison was his first movie that he was in with his buddy Adam Sandler.
He was the anchor of the Weekend Update portion.
On SNL.
Yeah, he was great. You guys, have either of you seen the movie Dirty Work?
No, I have not.
No.
That's like his big, he wrote it standalone, like his big comedy. If you have a chance... That this movie is criminally underappreciated for how damn
really?
Funny it is.
Dirty Work?
He's the main actor in it.
I'll
and
watch
it's
tonight.
Got Chris Farley in it. Oh. I mean, like, everybody's in it. And it's
all the
amazing.
In it. Okay.
Like,
this is something
funny.
To see then. There you go. Okay.
Yes. It is so ungodly funny. Oh, my God.
I do want to throw out there that SNL's post was very, it was very simple, very heartfelt, but they ended the post announcing this news about Norm saying, but most of all, he was just plain funny. No one was funny like Norm.
Yeah, that's pretty cool.
Taco Tuesday!
I'm pretty sure Norm MacDonald would make fun of this. And I'm not sure if this is a brilliant idea, a challenge, or a health advisory.
Oh, God. Okay.
But Taco Bell is testing out a subscription service, which will give you a free taco every day.
Really? You've got my attention.
It's called the Taco Lovers Pass, and here how it works. You download the app from Taco Bell and sign up for a subscription. It costs between $5 and $10 a month, depending on the location.
$5 and $10 a month for 30 tacos?
And for now, yeah, it's only available at such locations in Tucson, Arizona.
Okay, so they're
but
just
eventually
like testing
it's gonna,
it
yeah,
out.
They're wanting to have it where you can redeem one free taco every day of the month. And it's a good batch of tacos they got. The crunchy taco, the crunchy supreme taco, a soft supreme taco, the Doritos Loco taco.
Whatever, a taco's a taco.
Right. Individually, those tacos cost about $139 to $239. So, depending on the cost of the tacos and the plans, you have to go to Taco Bell between 3 and 7 times every month to break even.
Nick, are you hoping this comes to Lincoln?
Oh, yes. I'm going to tell you right now, I know when you get engaged, this will be your engagement present.
Is the Taco Bell subscription?
Yeah,
is the 30-day Taco Lovers Pass?
Yes.
Uh-huh. Yeah. This will be your
all
engagement
right, come
present
on,
for
Jackson.
Me. Yeah, I'll be like, all
jump
right, Coryell,
on the
tray, you earned
let's
it.
Go.
We'll you get, earned it, girl.
We'll get 30 free tacos. Good God.
That's awesome.
So there you go. That eventually, hopefully, we'll get here.
That is
one!
Cool.
Welcome to Amazing Discovery!
People were on pins and needles waiting to see what Apple was going to display to everyone.
Were they?
Tech-wise. some are. It's so kind of. I remember back in the it originally was like, "Hey, this is going to be amazing! It's
the
a big
new
Apple reveal
iPhone.
Day."
Yeah.
They gave the first look at the iPhone 13 during a live stream yesterday. The new phone will be available in 4 models: a standard version, a mini model, a Pro model, and a Pro Max edition.
Okay.
So apparently, the company announced a new revamped budget iPad as well, and an updated version of its iPad Mini, and a new Apple Watch 7.
I want to say they have discounts for teachers for iPads, too.
Oh, that'd be great if they do.
They have now.
What's something along those lines. Different about this iPhone?
Right. It's just,
it moves faster, and it's not going to be as slow, and the picture quality's better. It's actually in 9D now.
Like, okay, 9D. I would almost believe that.
That's funny.
That's the thing, though. Is like they never
it
really
beam
seem...
you into the quantum zone.
They never seem like they're that much different.
Right. And the price
and I just
is still
got
there
my
too.
New iPhone. Stop.
Right. Stop sending
Stop
me.
Stop pumping out new ones.
They're designed, they made them easier to hold and take selfies.
Oh,
and
really?
And, yeah.
So now,
and
she's
well, now
talking.
I'm interested.
She's interested.
I'm a little they're, interested now.
Yeah, the ability to do TikTok videos is off the charts.
Okay, maybe I'll let me go look into it.
Okay, so look for Coryell to trade in her phone for another one.
Hook, line, and sinker.
That's what's trending.
Coming up
next
with JP, Coryell, and Husker Nick.
It's Sherry versus Jason and their daughter. Kind of a 2-on-1. We'll see what side you pick in couples therapy coming up. It's Kix.
Relationships are challenging.
Couples costumes. Whenever that happens, that means manhood has left the building.
And occasionally, couples need professional help.
Oh, that's it. I've had it.
1 minute.
Nothing takes a minute with you.
But when getting by on the cheap is the plan of action, there's couples therapy.
With JP, Coriel, and Husker Nick on Kix 96.9.
And today it is Sherry and Jason who need our expert professional help.
No problem.
Good morning, Sherry. We'll start with you since you're the one who emailed us about being a part of the show. Good morning. How are you?
Hi. Good morning. I'm good. Thanks. Thanks for having me on.
Oh, we're glad to do it. Yeah, absolutely. So what's going on?
Yeah, so we have three teenagers. They're 16 and 17-year-old boys, and then we have a 15-year-old girl.
Okay.
And they just eat. They eat like a plague of locusts.
Okay.
Okay.
And, like, any time, let's say there's snacks or dessert, they're just on it. Like, I used to try to hide things from everybody, and then my husband, Jason, and I would, like, try to have something nice after dinner, and I love chocolate, and we both work out, so I feel like I can treat myself here and there. It's fine.
Right. Absolutely.
Yeah. It's just healthy, but then I hear the rapper, and I come out of nowhere, and they're right into it.
Oh.
They're like animals.
Okay. Yeah, they're just waiting to pounce.
Or hear that sound like a bat. From across
that sounds like
the crinkle of a chip bag.
Right.
I love it.
Okay.
Yeah. So I used to buy snacks for them, but it's, you know, it costs a fortune and it would last like a day or two, not even like a whole week. And I forget about, you know, forget about being nice. It's just, it's expensive for us. And then all my kids have some sort of part-time job. So I kind of made a rule that they have to buy their own junk food.
Oh, okay.
Oh, I mean, that's smart.
If they've got their own gig, then yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
So, but what's the problem?
They're fine.
Are they? Do they not like it? I'm assuming.
One of them doesn't like it. Like my boys are cool. They're fine. They got themselves like little totes even for their rooms for their snacks, and like they're down.
Okay.
But my daughter keeps ranting at me that it's our job to feed them. Why does she have to pay for all her own food, and that I just want her to starve?
Oh no!
And now
dramatic.
She's on her side.
Oh really? So she's got your husband.
Oh no.
On her side now.
Does she have a side job too? I'm no. When I was 15, I had a job also, but I.
She has a little one.
Okay.
I mean, yeah.
Okay. Well, let's bring Jason in since he is apparently taking the daughter's side in all of this and causing a rift in the family.
Man.
Good morning, Jason.
Hey, how you guys doing?
We're good. So, what's your side of this?
Yeah. Why are you on your daughter's side? It sounds like.
Well, listen, the boys. They're animals, you know. They're eating 10 feet of licorice between the two of them, you know.
Okay.
And she's just, maybe she'll have a half a foot every now and then. And I get it, you know. They, you know, we can't afford. What am I, the Oracle? I'm not Warren Buffett. We can't afford to feed these kids,
right?
But
yeah,
I mean, at least they're eating. They're eating fine. But the candy and the snacks, these kids, the boys are they're insane. But the girl, she's the daughter. She's it's pretty relaxed on her end, and she is. Mm-hmm. Working a part-time job, but she's not making much, you know. It's only a few hours a week.
Yeah. Okay. So,
I don't see why we can't, you know, toss her a couple M&Ms on the side every now and then.
Toss her a bone here and there.
Slip her a couple M&Ms.
Oh, boy. Yeah.
So you agree with your daughter then that it's your job as parents to feed them and that she doesn't have, like, her own real money to get her own snacks and stuff?
Well, she's being dramatic. We feed her. She's not going hungry.
Right.
She's not going hungry. But when it comes to the snacks and stuff, I can see how she feels a little bit, you know, like she doesn't get a chance to have a little bit of sweets, a little bit of salty here and now and then, just because her brothers come in like a pack of wild animals every 5 minutes, tearing through the cupboards and tearing through the pantry.
Right.
And all she wants is a chip every now and then, you know?
So you're just trying to, like, keep the peace, if you will.
Yeah, keep the peace. You know, the boys, I don't know, they're about 285 pounds each.
Wow.
You know, they can't, you know, they're going to keep eating. She's a little girl.
Oh.
You know?
They're beefy.
Okay.
Beef right. Boys, they need the snacks.
So,
they need the snacks, huh. Man.
It's all right. Well, let's put it to our people and see what they say about this.
Let's do it.
Here's what's next with the JP, Coriel, and Husker Nick Show.
So you're picking a side.
Yeah. Are you Team Sherry? Definitely buy your own junk food. No ifs, ands, or buts about it. Or Team Jason? The boys are fine with it. give our daughter a break.
Okay, so you can let us know, Facebook or Twitter, KX969. Are you Team Sherry or Team Jason? You can also call in at 466-9696 to be a part of Couples Therapy. It's Couples Therapy Wednesday, where you're picking a side. Are you Team Sherry?
Yeah, Team Sherry, all the kids must buy their own junk food. No exceptions.
Or are you Team Jason?
Give their daughter a break. She doesn't make as much money. There's a couple reasons, but the daughter, she just doesn't eat as much. She's the youngest of the three. She doesn't work as much as her two older siblings, the two older brothers.
Right.
Give their daughter a break.
I get why the mom is being hard on her, though, because she's trying to keep them all, hold them all to the same level.
Right.
But, I don't know. If that's the older brothers don't care, then...
If they're not making any complaints about it, you're okay with her getting a little bit of an extra treatment?
Yeah.
Okay. All right, Kix, what side are you on?
Team Sherry, for sure. I got three kids, and once you set a standard, that's what it is. So you're going to end up with baby siblings like Husker Nick.
That's right.
All right, that makes sense. Thank you. Yep, that's a good point. We also got a direct message saying I had a part-time job at 13 and paid for all of my friend outings and any junk food. Hell, I even took my mom to dinner sometimes. If the boys were okay with it, it's really not fair to do it for her. It's junk food, not meals. Time to learn some responsibilities.
If you wake up a bad mood, we got just the thing.
It gets me in a good mood.
Relatable topics.
JP, Coriel, and Husker Nick.
Puts me in a good mood as soon as I wake up.
Kix 96.9.
And we're dealing an issue between Sherry and Jason and their kids. If you're just joining us, Sherry has implemented a you have your own job, get your own damn snacks. Level of play because they're teenagers, a 17 and 16 year old boys and a 15 year old girl eat like a plague of locusts. Anytime there are snacks or desserts, they're gone in minutes.
Never mind. I mean, we didn't even ask about friends, but I'm sure that.
Hitting friends over there too. No,
oh, yeah.
That's another level of things.
That's a whole other level.
So she has implemented. You have your own jobs. They all three do. You can buy your own treats. Your own snacks. They're still taking care of breakfast, lunch, and dinner.
Yeah.
It's not like they're depriving their kids of food.
The junk food is what it sounds
like. Yeah, exactly. It's the extra things here and there.
Right.
And the boys are good with it. They're full in. They've got their own totes that they apparently keep their snacks and stuff in, which is smart because mice.
Because of mice.
Well, if you leave snacks
out. Do they
have
a mouse-infested house?
No, but it happens in the winter. Mice somehow always get in, or bugs get the things.
I think they're not really worried about the mice. I think they're just worried about
their own snacks.
Keeping them collected in one little spot.
I don't know. They might be worried about mice.
It could be a possibility. But Jason is the problem person in this scenario, according to Sherry, because he is siding with the daughter, who the daughter says it's the parents' job to feed them. Why does she have to pay for her own food?
I can just hear this dramatically coming from her room upstairs and then slamming it.
This will be Bailey one day.
Yeah.
Oh, for sure. Probably.
This will be good.
Jason says she doesn't work as much as the boys. She doesn't have as many hours. She doesn't get as much money, so she shouldn't have to be a part of this agreement.
And doesn't she not like snack as much as the boys?
Yeah,
that's kind of what I gathered from this too.
She's tinier than them, so he's like, it doesn't need to be a big deal. Plus he's trying to keep the peace between Sherry and the daughter. So what side are you on?
So on Facebook, KX969, Heather commented, can't do for one if you're not going to do it for all. Got to be all or nothing.
There you go.
Elizabeth says both, question mark. I say give them a budget or let them choose one snack per grocery trip.
Cody on Twitter says, got to side with Sherry on this one. You can't keep mooching off other people's stuff for the rest of your life. No matter how hard you try, they're going to run out if you don't get it yourself.
Okay. Ooh. I like Rissa's. This is pretty cool. She says, let the girl eat, but put a dollar limit for the girl. Buy her $20 worth of snacks for the week or whatever. When it's gone, she's on her own.
Okay.
So like if it's gone, it's gone. Kind of like offsetting that cost of maybe what she won't make compared to her older siblings.
Got it. Okay. Well, what side are you on? Good morning.
You know what? I have children that eat like locusts as well. more like barnyard animals. But my daughter, she's right there along with my son eating along, but I feel like she feels competition with my son to get these snacks. So I totally understand where he's trying to give her a break
right
on, you know, on the snacks.
So are you? So then you're Team Jason then?
Well, yes and no, I guess. But I would say more yes, because I understand, you know, the daughter's smaller, right?
Right.
You know, so there's more competition.
Got it. Okay. Good morning. What side are you on?
In a way.
Okay. Why?
I say you buy them each, like, their own bag of chips or their own bag of whatever. And then once that's gone, that's on them.
Okay.
You buy it, like, every time you go shopping or every month or whatever you want to put the limit on. But you got to keep it even.
So an allotment of sorts to start the month, and then anything beyond that is on the kids.
We did get another comment that suggested the dad take, this is from Chelsea, dad just needs to kick the daughter a couple extra bucks a week or take her on a daddy-daughter date to Target.
That's an idea,
too. Do a little deal on the side. Hey, okay. Let's go on a daddy-daughter date. We're getting you snacks.
Hi, Kix, what side are you on?
I'm on the dad's side.
Why's that?
Well, given the daughter's age, she only works just a few hours a week. Maybe they could give her, like, an allowance of $5 to $10 a week to get whatever she wants.
Oh, kind of offset the difference.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's a good idea, too. Mm-hmm. We'll get one more, and you can keep get your comments in on Facebook and Twitter, KX969. Good morning. What side are you on?
I'm on the mom side.
Why is that?
I think this is going to turn into a Pokemon bed sheet real quick.
Oh, I see what you're saying. Like, they're going to be constantly taking care of the daughter.
I agree. And also, because she doesn't eat that many snacks, if she doesn't make that much money, it should be okay. She can buy her little snacks here and there. It shouldn't be a boys versus girls thing, big versus small thing.
Okay. All right. So,
this is pretty split down the middle.
Is it?
Yeah.
Okay. After hearing all of this, Sherry, what are your thoughts? Are you still pretty firm on everything, or are you starting to lean more Jason's side?
Oh, no. I am 100% firm. It seems like everyone agrees with me, too.
Okay.
There you go.
Jason, what are your thoughts after hearing all that from our listeners?
First of all, we do not have a mice infestation.
Thank you for clearing that
Thank
up.
Thank you, yeah.
Yeah. And, no, I get where people are coming from. You know, you don't want her to think that she's going to get the better end of the deal throughout life. She's got to learn to pull her own weight as well. So I understand where people are coming from. I'm not going to lie. I'll probably kick her a couple M&Ms under the door every now and then.
Yeah.
I get where people are coming from, you know. I mean, maybe the allowance thing is not a terrible idea as long as she pulls her weight around the house as well. But
yeah, that's a good point.
I would be willing to say, Jason, it's a little more Team Jason now, considering, one, it is pretty split down the middle on Facebook, but when you add in the poll on Twitter, it's a pretty heavily Team Jason day. So I would say, all in all, it's leaning a little more, give the girl a break.
Okay. Well, I think we've done everything we can from this point.
Yeah.
Sherry, if Jason were to go and get little snacks here and there for your daughter, is he in trouble, or are you going to be fine with it as long as it's his money?
Are you willing to act like it didn't happen?
No, it's fine. If he wants to kick her some Kit Kat, let him do it. It's fine.
All right. Well, we appreciate you guys getting on here and letting us kind of make fun of you a little bit, but also have some fun with you.
Thank you so much.
You speculate about your mice infestation.
Right. You sound like you got a fun family. Keep having fun. Keep teaching them the right way to do things, and good luck to you.
Yeah.
Okay, all right, thank you.
Thanks for being on Couples Therapy. If you need our help, we're here for you every Wednesday. Just reach out Facebook or Twitter, KX969, to be a part of Couples Therapy.
It's a new dawn, a new day, to renew your mind and start fresh.
Well, good luck with that.
You're listening to JP Coriel and Husker Nick.
On second thought,
Kix 96.9. You can get with this, or you can get with
that. You can get with this, or you can get with that. Bring it back with Rather Wednesday. Coriel has another thing that's going to drive us crazy today.
Okay, and this all kind of... Okay. This is going to be tough for some people, and it'll be really easy for others.
Okay, please explain.
It's a simple one. Okay. Right. Would you rather give up cursing forever or have to give up ice cream for 20 years?
Give up ice cream.
Oh, wow. Cursing is so important sometimes, though.
I don't eat ice cream.
But see, I don't think you're much of a cursor, JP.
Oh, yeah, when the microphone's not on.
Well, I know, but between even Husker Nick and myself, I feel like you curse the least.
Yeah, probably less than you guys do. And I love ice cream.
That's what I'm saying, and I'm even allergic, and this is tough for me to decide because I love ice cream so much, but I'm going to have to go with... Yeah. I'm going to have to go with giving up ice cream.
You give me a Reese's Peanut Butter Cup Blizzard with chocolate ice cream, and I'm yours forever.
Mm. You can have that effing ice cream.
Well, I mean, I know a few people.
If you weren't lactose intolerant, you'd be full in on giving up cursing for ice cream?
Dang, well, when you say it like that, now I really don't know.
We can take I don't think you should. Can I give you a piece of advice?
Okay.
Because you're eventually going to get locked down by your boyfriend, and you're going to get married and have little tiny Coryells running around. You're going to need the ability to cuss. Like 100%.
Well, whether or not, either way, I think that I will just shrivel up and die if I'm not to curse.
There's other desserts that you can give your kids.
This is true.
But you need those cuss words to laugh. Because how are they supposed to know when you really mean it?
Yeah,
you know,
you don't drop an F-bomb.
Man.
Like they'll push it until that happens, and they're like, "Oh,"
and then they're like, "Oh no, she really means it." Oh no, you guys, this isn't a drill. She's actually very upset.
All right, Dad just cussed. We should stop doing whatever we're doing.
DEFCON 5 at that point in time.
So yeah, would you rather give up cursing forever? Or give up ice cream for 20 years. And why? Tell us on Facebook, KX969.
Coming up next. Go. Next with the JP, Coriel, and Husker Nick Show.
Chime in on that on Facebook, KX969, for a Would You Rather Wednesday. Coming up in just a few, we're going to get to know some more of our listeners with the name game, a.k.a. us just stereotyping you. For your chance to win your way to see Kane Brown live this Friday.
By the way, so we were just talking about Would You Rather Wednesday.
Oh, yeah.
I need to read this comment.
I'm good with it.
The question is, would you rather give up cursing or give up ice cream for 20 years?
Right.
Aaron says, give up ice cream. If I gave up cursing, I'd have to give up, and I'm not ready for that.
Talk about things that go hand in hand. Completely. Oh, because I don't know how many times.
Well, when you put it like that. Yeah,
no, that makes absolute sense.
Nicely put, Aaron.
It's like, what is it that the on TikTok there's the, like, we're going to play a little game of whack F.
Yeah.
No, yes. Whack F.
Yeah.
That makes absolute sense. We'll play a little name game coming up with your chance to win your way to Kane Brown live.
Let us stereotype you.
First, Jason Aldean and Carrie Underwood. It's Kicks.
JP, Coriel, and Husker Nick. They keep me laughing and they play the best music.
Kicks 96.9.
Your chance to win a prize by just letting us stereotype you. It's a new game we've added into the show. Also, to get to know our listeners a little bit better. And we have Ashley and Jenny on with us this morning. We'll start with Ashley. Good morning, Ashley.
Good morning.
Okay.
Good morning. Ashley, can we get you to just introduce yourself? Hi, I'm Ashley.
Hi, I'm Ashley.
Okay. And now with what she has just said.
What a spunky delivery.
Coryell gets to go first in trying to figure out something about Ashley.
Okay. Ashley, do you drive an SUV?
I do.
Okay.
Wow.
I picture Ashley driving an SUV because she wants to be able to pack a full of friends and take road trips and be able to haul a bunch of groceries. Is this correct? Maybe? A little bit? Ashley?
Yes.
Okay. I was just trying to explain my theory of
She's like
the
really
SUV.
Keeping her cards to her close to her chest. She doesn't let you know anything about her. Yes.
Okay, chalk it up. One for me. Okay.
1 point for Coryell. All right.
Husker Nick.
All right. For the record, every Ashley I've ever known has been an absolute bombshell. Only have known one Ashley. So it's 1 for 1. Now I know 2. I think Ashley's like the alpha in her group. She's the one that like decides everything. You're the leader of the pack. You are the alpha in your group. Is that correct or not?
Yes.
Ooh, and I like how confidently she says it too. You know, right. She's definitely the alpha.
So was the bombshell Ashley I knew.
Nice.
Also super alpha. You guys are alpha dogs.
Nice.
All right. So, Ashley, you said you had an SUV, and you're an alpha. So that means that probably, if you've got that SUV, you might have kids. So you can balance not only getting crazy with your friends, but also balance kids. Do you have kids, Ashley?
I do.
Ooh, we're doing good today.
How many kids you got, Ash?
Four.
What? Four?
Ashley, you don't happen to own a clothing store, do you?
I do not.
Okay.
That was a bonus question.
Wow.
No, that's the other Ashley I know.
Oh, okay.
Her older brother was my roommate.
Oh my gosh, funny. That's so awesome.
All right, well, Ashley, hang on the line.
Yeah, sit tight.
Thank you for letting us get to know you a little bit better. We'll bring in Jenny. Good morning, Jenny.
Good morning.
All right, so now it's Jenny's turn. Jenny, say hi. My name is Jenny.
Hi, my name is Jenny.
Okay.
Mm. Okay, Jenny.
Yes.
Do you have a family member that you do not get along with and everybody knows? You always fight with this person. You do not have the same love for each other.
No, I don't.
No, that's okay. I'll make up for it, Coriel.
That's okay.
All right, Jenny.
It's the name game, getting to know Jenny now.
Jenny, did you date a man that played running back for Alabama and founded a shrimping company, and then he named a boat after you?
And went on a really long walk.
I don't believe so.
Dang it. I thought 100%.
She's not that Jenny. She's just Jenny.
She's Jenny, not Jenny.
That makes me so frustrated. I thought for sure that was a yes.
Oh, man.
All right, so Jenny.
Golly,
here's my guess.
Willikers.
Probably. A lot of the Jennies that I know work in the medical field.
Ooh.
Are you, do you work in the medical field?
No, I do not.
Oh, my God.
Jenny!
We don't know Jenny
from
Adam.
We don't know Jenny at all.
So, Jenny, what do you do?
Yeah.
I work for LPS.
Oh, you work for LPS. Ooh. Ah, that was another guess.
Tell us an activity teacher that you like to do. Like, if you had a free day, what's the first thing you're going to do?
Oh, geez.
Sleep.
Go camping.
Camping.
Ooh, Jenny.
I thought she was going to say play a guitar.
Well, this was feast or famine. We knew Ashley so well. We could not pin down Jenny. My goodness.
A mystery.
Jenny's a stumper. And right. I think Husker Nick probably would have gotten it if he wouldn't have gone after the Forrest Gump guess.
Yeah, you probably.
You probably would have won this one.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah, wait, what do you mean?
Since Ashley, we knew Ashley pretty well, and Jenny seemed to stump us, have Jenny guess heads or tails on this coin flip to who's going to Kane Brown.
I guess heads or tails?
Yes.
Okay. Let's go heads.
Okay, all here right. It is heads. All I right. got a coin. I'm flipping it. It is heads.
Heads!
Heads
Yay!
It is.
Yay! Yay!
Jenny's the stumper today, so Jenny, congratulations, you win the coin flip, because really the game had nothing to do with it.
It's just fun.
Yeah, exactly.
Thank you so much.
Ashley, thanks for playing. Keep listening and having a chance to play, okay?
Okay, thank you.
And Jenny, congrats, you're going to Kane Brown Live on Friday.
Awesome, thank you.
Coming up next.
Go! This is What's Next with JP, Coriel, and Husker Nick.
Just another ridiculous way we can meet our listeners.
Make it pretty easy to win free stuff.
Yeah. Coming up, we'll get you the nitty-gritty for Music City with brand new music from an amazing collaboration of two top up-and-comers in country music. That and more coming up. It's Kix. Good morning.
JP, Coriel, and Husker Nick.
I listen to radio in the morning. It makes me happy.
Music, laughter, the jokes.
Kix 96.9.
Yeah, you got that yummy, yum, that yummy, yum.
Time for the results of a battle royale.
What dip makes the top of the list? And we're not talking about the dumbest person alive. We're actually talking about buffalo chicken dip.
Because if you think about it, right now is prime dip season.
It is. Prime dip season.
Husker tailgating, NFL games.
Now, would you call... This is just a side note, side question.
Okay, side
real
question.
Quick to all ask right. you, JP.
That's fine. Go ahead.
Would you consider, for the tailgating foods and stuff like that, would you consider this a side?
Oh, no. That's a meal. If there's buffalo chicken dip there and some chips, that's my meal.
Because when I think of chips and dip, whether it's buffalo chicken dip or five, whatever, seven, whatever layer
dip. No, that's a meal,
taco
too.
Taco dip, queso.
That's my meal.
You think it's a meal?
Yeah.
See, I think of them as sides.
If it's straight up queso with nothing in it, that is a side.
Well, like chips and salsa.
Once you put a protein of some sort in it, I'm done. That's a meal.
Chips and salsa.
Chips and salsa, side.
Chips and guac.
Side.
Five-layer bean dip.
Meal.
Spinach and artichoke dip.
Oh.
It's got to be a side, then.
It
could
go both. Well,
there's no protein in it, right?
That's true. So side, yeah.
Okay. Well, anywho, I was just curious.
No, it's a good question to ask.
Because
people talk about that all the time.
Among the dips, I think buffalo chicken dip is the superior choice. I shouldn't say I think. I know that it's the superior choice. But since we're all human beings, we have to disagree with each other.
Right.
So I know that my answer won't be...
It's fun to create chaos.
Yes, it won't be the end all be all.
No.
And Emily has put me in my place.
Okay. What did Emily do?
She says, jalapeno popper dip is number one, and no one can change my mind.
There's a jalapeno popper dip? I knew about jalapeno poppers, but I didn't know jalapeno popper dip.
Okay, well, that sounds amazing.
Yeah?
Lisa says, any dip is great, but one of my favorites is jalapeno artichoke dip. Throw some crumbled bacon on top, and you can't go wrong.
Excuse me.
PJ, I'm sure it is good, but not the top. Bacon cheddar dip is definitely one that takes a top for me. Bacon cheddar dip.
Bacon cheddar dip sounds really good, too. But also, that can be a meal, just like the buffalo chicken dip, because there's bacon and cheddar in it. Those are proteins.
Okay. I do have quite a few people that are on my side. Tina, Kelsey, Kaylee, Colin says, nah, Rotel queso is the best.
Oh, okay.
And
Rotel queso
is
really good.
I did say yesterday, Rotel queso would probably, if I had to pick a tie between buffalo chicken dip, it would definitely be between that and Rotel queso. Absolutely.
Yeah, if you're going to go Rotel queso, it's amazing.
Jamie says, no, thank you. And someone replied, what is wrong with you? And she says, a lot. So thank you for being so honest, Jamie.
That's funny.
I thought was gonna happen.
Some people don't like the buffalo flavor, I guess.
Yeah, someone's okay. Gonna have to disagree with buffalo chicken dip being the superior choice. And although it is, it's okay.
We should do an experiment in this office.
If it's food related, I will do it.
Okay. So
well, kind of.
So how about we make some buffalo chicken dip and we make some of just like queso dip?
Okay, but hold on. Are we talking just queso or are we talking Rotel queso?
I think we go full on because
we have to go Rotel
champion
queso if
versus
we're gonna,
champion.
If we're going to go head to head like that, then yeah. we need to do
Rotel queso versus buffalo chicken dip. Put them out in the small conference room with a bunch of bags of chips.
And we have a cup in front of them and then a little paper and then you vote for one.
Yeah. Well, no, I mean, well, you're going to be able to see which vat of what is going to be, there's going to be less of.
Oh, I'm picking up what you're putting down.
Right. They, like a piece of paper, they have to tally if they took a bowl.
Okay, we'll send an email out that says you can only choose one.
One. Yes, exactly. It's like the blue pill or the red pill from The Matrix.
And this is for science.
Right. And also you get a tasty treat from us.
Okay.
All right. So let's make this happen.
You do Rotel and I'll do Buffalo Chick.
That works for me.
Okay.
Let's do it up.
JP, Coriel, and Husker Nick.
I used to hate mornings, but now I love them because of this show.
Kicks 96.9.
How far would you go to skip all the lines at a theme park?
I guess I would... I would climb a fence.
Oh, wow. That went quick. Wow, you're just really going to just jump a fence.
Well, I mean, if it's small.
You're going to jump the fence at Disney World?
Oh, we're talking Disney World?
Yeah.
There's no way. I feel like Disney World is so...
locked down?
Pleasant and positive, but there's a deep,
dark
underbelly of it all. They're going to have like, I don't know.
You got shooters on the towers? Gonna tase somebody from a distance.
I feel like it's really not pleasant if you're trying to sneak in.
I can see them, like, somebody like...
So, there's a girl climbing the bridge.
They have
she
silent.
She thinks she's gonna get in.
They have silent dogs that are
silent dogs
taught to shred you apart.
Tony and Tower number one. Do you have the dart?
Do you have a visual?
Do you have the dart gun?
Yeah,
he
I see a.
You with
I
a
see
dart.
A moderately overweight blonde woman struggling over the fence.
Her butt is a large target. You should be able to hit it with the dart.
Do you still have the visual? Is she over? Is she completely over yet? No, she's still struggling.
She's still working.
And then
it.
It's a long pause. And then it's like.
Still working.
Just leave her. Just let her go.
Let her go.
Just let her go. She's worked
there.
Hard enough.
So, a report just came out about a guy, he's 30, in Florida, who went to Disney World this summer. And while there, he managed to skip every line by posing as a Disney tour guide.
Like, outfit and all?
So for several days in early June, employees noticed there were a bunch of unapproved overrides on an app on their app the VIP tour guides use, meaning people were cutting in line even though they hadn't paid for a tour.
Whoa.
So, like you said, Disney's locked down. Like, even the tour guides have their own apps they have to report in
Dude,
and do stuff with.
Disney has some wild stories.
Right?
But what a crummy way to get caught.
Right.
From technology like that.
So, a fraud.
I kind of want this guy to get away with it all.
They had a fraud investigator keeping his eyes peeled. And on June 4th, he saw a man he didn't know leading a tour and bypassing a line in the Hollywood Studios Park.
Okay.
It's not clear if he was leading friends or random guests on the tour or how many of them were with him, but Disney shut it down immediately, like locked down, and the guy started walking into the parking lot. They followed him to his car, and he eventually admitted he had an official Disney World iPad that only guides are supposed to have access to.
So
that's how he was doing it.
So he swiped it?
He swiped one of the tablets.
Oh, no. Oh, man. I hope without... I wish you could have done that without that part, because that part makes me feel bad that he took
right.
property like that.
So we don't know where he works, but he said his boss lent it to him and he gave them a name. It turned out they knew who he was talking about because the person had done it before. But that's all we know about this story.
He's a chronic tour guide impersonator
right.
at Disney World.
They kicked him off the property, did not press charges. Just says you're banned from Disney for life.
Okay. Well, you know, he was... For the most part, harmless, it sounds
right.
like. I mean,
it
I know he took like. That iPad, but, I mean, you gotta, if you're gonna do it, you gotta go all out.
Right.
If you're gonna completely absorb someone else's identity, basically.
Yeah.
You gotta look like you know what you're doing. Like, you have the ins.
Right.
If you could pretend to be somebody else's to get free stuff, like, who would you choose to be?
Oh,
like,
wow.
What job or, like, what person?
It would be either an elite athlete,
okay.
like LeBron James or like Derrick Henry for the Titans or, I would be.
And is that just to get access into the stadiums and stuff?
To get all the, no, but look at all the perks that they get too for being the athletes that they are. I bet you how many Bentleys have they gotten or Lamborghinis do they get? Just because they're LeBron James.
Okay, so you want to be able to be them so you can walk in somewhere and be like, hey, give me this Bentley.
Right. No, people just call me up. Hi, LeBron. We'd love to give you a Bentley.
Okay.
All right, cool.
Okay.
I would love to be George Clooney.
Okay, why?
I mean, that guy is worldwide. Everybody knows who he is. Like, legit, I bet you he gets
right.
his business manager. Number one, you get a business manager. That's awesome.
But you are, like, you really have put in a lot of thought into this.
Yeah. I mean, if
okay.
I'm going to get free stuff, I'm going to get free stuff. Like, free your own jet. I mean, hotel rooms, trips places. Like, that swag bag you get by being at the Oscars. You can't tell me that swag bag isn't something you'd want.
No, not I. You're correct.
See, I'm going big.
But see, you are going for like very specific people. I'm impressed.
Okay. Well, what were you going for?
Well, because I guess maybe I wanted to fly under the radar even more.
Okay.
Because like in that instance, like let's say you know like the red carpet or something to get a swag bag, I would just pose as in Touch Weekly reporter or whatever, so I could get in and then like sneak off. You know what I'm saying?
You also look like Mayim Bialik from Big Bang Theory.
Yes, I've been told this.
You could pose as her.
Oh, thank you.
There you go.
I also wouldn't mind posing as like a beer delivery person. Because
would you swipe the beer?
Yes.
Really?
Yes. A truckload? Are you kidding? Absolutely. Hi, I'm here for the beer. Thank you. I'll now move the beer to the place, which is my garage.
I won't tell my friend Justin any of this because like he works for Bud and he would be, he's the guy who sets up displays like grocery stores and stuff.
Well, so. Be happy that I chose those and not the one that I really wanted to go with because I would feel very conflicted.
Okay.
Well, I wouldn't mind pulling a Frank William Abagnale.
Abagnale?
It's Abagnale, isn't it?
Abagnale.
Whatever. From Catch Me If You Can?
Yeah.
What if I just was a pilot? Like, I just pretend like I was a pilot so I could get free travel.
Well, yeah.
But then what happens? You
gotta be able to fly that plane.
Yeah, what happens? When then everyone, like, something happens and they're like, ma'am, can you please jump in? And I'm like, actually, I'm not this ma'am. I'm a different ma'am.
I'm a different ma'am. That's funny. Okay. I like that.
All right. Well, who would you pose as to get free stuff?
If you could pretend to be someone else for free stuff, who would you be?
Yeah. Go to the Kix Morning Show page, KX Mornings, and you tell us who and why.
I don't know what it is, but I need that one thing. Yeah, you got that one thing.
All right. So our one big thing today is to remind you about the next couple of nights. With concerts in town at Pinnacle Bank Arena. Got Alabama and the Marshall Tucker Band tomorrow night.
Alabama!
And then and Kane Brown with Chris Lane and Restless Road at PBA on Friday night.
Kane Brown and Chris Lane. Okay, I was going to try.
Didn't work as Alabama.
Yeah, it doesn't work.
Brown! So they're both going to be at PBA, and we will be just across the street at Longwell's both Thursday and Friday night for a pre-party for you. So we'll be out there from 5 to 7. I believe we'll have some free stuff for you to sign up to win. I'm pretty sure Longwell's will have some drinks and food specials for you, too.
And when I say they have a million, trillion, thousand choices of things to drink.
They do.
I mean it. There's a lot. There's a lot for everybody there.
It's a pile.
Yeah, it's a pile.
Okay, so whatever you might be drinking or eating, we'll be there from 5 to 7. Come join us, come by and say hi, sign up to win some free stuff with us.
Yeah.
And get ready for Alabama tomorrow night.
Alabama!
And Kane Brown on Friday. It should be a lot of fun, like always, at Pinnacle Bank Arena and Longwell's across the street. Have a great day. If you missed any of today's show, including Couples Therapy, Would You Rather, and more, you can find it on our podcast at KZKX.com. Tomorrow we'll be back with Dan or Dump'em, an all-new one of that. JP makes his guest for Kane Brown tickets and more. See ya!
JP, Coriel, and Husker Nick.
Turn this up loud.
I just love them. They're fun.